Ein Sein Zivke. Ein Sein Zivke. Revis, She'omru, Lemei Aglayim, She'opam Achas. That which we said, Revis helps to nullify the urine and make it an area usable for the Victoria. There's someone urinated at one time. Shnei Palim, Shnei Revis, Hashem Shloisha, Sholosh, Okay, Loilim. So every time somebody urinates in it, you have to add another Revis. Mr. Rear points out that this opinion that you have to add more water for every time there's more urine there is the opinion of the Rabban and then Poiskim. The Rashba is Maker. There's room to be Maker. It was used multiple times, and afterwards you want to put in the Revis, then one Revis is enough for multiple times. There's an opinion among the Rabban that says that everybody agrees, no machlokes. That which the Rambam says you need new water for each time, when you put in the water and afterwards somebody urinated on it. Multiple times the people urinated, and then you want to give a fatima, it's enough to have one revius. It's Ziminayim Kesef Aleph. Oye Koyre, Vizfilim Eraglan Shesizim Avilchot. It was new for Yishma, and the urine started coming out. Koyzik Ashikh Lamayim, the Koyzik Kris. He has to stop this Kri Yishma. Once again, it's now Kri Yishma is the Vitoya. Tefillah, and he could, once he stops, he could continue. And Mishavu says a chiddush that even though his legs are still moist from the urine, still is permitted to continue once he stopped. Tefillah nochlam godov, even if they fell in his garments, Vishan tefel not rafiyah, it's so moist that if you put another garment next to it, get the second garment wet. Even shemachusim, even though as long as they're covered by the outer bagging, that's good enough. So according to this, if the outer bag did get so wet that if you touch it, it'll get something else wet, then that will be a problem. If not flew away, you're going to be able to get it. If it fell on the ground, the urine fell on the ground, and you have to be arbamas away from them. Shavu says that if the outer part of the garments get wet, then you have to change your garments, or at least cover up the area that is wet from it. So the milch moresri, you can't stop the milch moresri, so once he stopped urinating, even if his garments are wet, he can continue. Because the whole thing is a dinyan. It's a rabbon. And in this situation, there's a middle shemnesu. You're not requiring him to stop. If that was the says here that it fell on the ground, after you master it, Shemu says you should do that even in the middle shemnesu. Ramah says, Okashish is borrowed, the kamas in pegays, and mountain achivu bakalka. So you have to go 4 amas away from them, or you have to wait until they get absorbed into the ground. Now, if you're waiting until it gets absorbed in the ground, they take a certain amount of time. So what happens if you had to wait amount of time that takes to save entire Shemana Esrei? So before, if you wait, you have to have such a big break. That's when you went to the bathroom for a long time, you have to start again. Saying since that, in respect to this halacha, even was a big break in between, you could continue. Yeah. The Mechaber continues, I feel a shock daily by school, as we just said, even if it took a half of time to finish the entire Kriya Shema, while he was waiting for it to dry up, Einu said, "Lasser l'makom shaposach." He goes back to where he took the break. V'yesh aymin shemshal k'delik meskula chayz al rosh v'ikre. Rama says that if you did have to wait enough to finish the entire shemesh or kriyishma, you have to say it again. But he said, "I'll send some head and some feel free." So Maisa said before that if you went to the bathroom and it was going to take a little bit of school, then he has to start over even Shemon Esri. Yeah. But respect to urine, like you mentioned before, Mr. Brewer seems to say that it's a good start, but you don't have to go back to the beginning, because respect to urine, it's more common. So I'll drop on some Mishnah and we'll make it better. Okay.